ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden doing an interview with WURD Radio in Philadelphia. First question he was asked, of course, concerned last week's debate performance.
I had a bad debate, but 90 minutes on stage does not erase what I've done for 3.5 years. I led our economy back from the brink. It's still improving, lower prescription drug costs.
20 Democratic governors met with Biden either in person or virtually at the White House on Wednesday. The president told them he is committed to running again, and they said they would support him. Tomorrow, President Biden will be interviewed by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. On this 4th of July, there is a boil water order out for all the nation's capital because of a problem with a water treatment plant in Virginia. Hurricane warnings for the Cayman Islands and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula this morning following Hurricane Beryl's swipe of southern Jamaica. Britain is voting today. The polls are open. Conservatives have been in power for 14 years. They're far behind Labor. This is ABC News. Convicted in California, a man who killed a former high school classmate. ABC's Alex Stone with the story.
26-year-old Samuel Woodward convicted of first-degree murder with a hate crime enhancement for killing Blaze Bernstein. Bernstein was a gay Jewish college student who was back home in Southern California when he went missing. A week later, his body was found in a shallow grave in an Orange County park. The jury convicting Woodward.
Guilty.
At the trial, Woodward admitted to the murder. Prosecutors said he had joined a violent anti-gay, anti-Semitic group and had been targeting gay men. Alex Stone, ABC News.
New concerns about some popular weight loss drugs. A new study is linking Ozempic and Wegovy to a rare form of blindness. Patients taking them were found to be at a higher risk for a condition that causes a loss of blood to the optic nerve. And a historic hire in hockey, the Seattle Kraken naming Jessica Campbell as an assistant coach, now the first woman to serve as a coach in the NHL. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
In the words of President Harry S. Truman, America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. This 4th of July, Castlecade Arcade would like to thank men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom. Book your next birthday, graduation, or special event at their Madison locations inside East and West Town Mall. For more arcade information, visit Castlecade Arcade online at castlecade.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he knows exactly what he means when Donald Trump remarked about what he called black jobs during last week's debate.
He's talking about black jobs, meaning all the things that blacks can do are manual labor, menial labor. That's what he's doing. That's how he looks at it.
You can hear Earl's entire interview with President Biden Thursday morning between 8 and 10 across the Civic Media Radio Network. The long holiday weekend starts with some long car rides for many in Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
AAA expects we'll set a new record here with 1.6 million people traveling in the Badger State. Remember to check 511. Construction projects are paused across the state, but there may still be lane closures in work zones.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks signed 30-year-old forward Taurean Prince. Last year with the Lakers, the 6'5" Prince averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances. He played for Minnesota before that. Baseball, Brewers making a trade. They sent a prospect infielder, Gregory Barrios, to the Rays for a starting right-handed pitcher, 29-year-old Aaron Civale. Last night, the crew with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. The first shutout for Milwaukee at Coors Field since 2005. Christian Yelich, with a home run, named as a starter in the upcoming All-Star game, along with catcher William Contreras. Colin Ray pitching 7 innings in the shutout.
Code Red. We call him Code Red. He was sensational and really efficient. I think he went more down and away fastball than he normally does. And you'd have to ask him, but I don't think he threw as many cutters.
Yeah, it was a late night. That's manager Pat Murphy. They wrap up the 4-game series tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy this morning. Scattered thunderstorms are possible by mid to late afternoon today. Our high 84 with wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, thunderstorms likely 66 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is the 4th of July. We are off, but we do have a specially curated best of special for you tomorrow. I hope you'll join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 at 1580 AM. Check us out on the Civic Media app as well. And a good morning to everyone.
Happy 4th of July.
Wow.
Woohoo. Yeah. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Get out the M80s.
Get out the sparklers.
The sparklers.
Those fireworks that you bought down in Indiana or
still
Michigan.
Doing the sparkling thing, huh? Wow. Never grow out of that four-year-old little Gordy guy.
Sparklers, yeah. They're not dangerous at all.
No.
We're going to play with them here in the studio later, yeah. Right?
Fire them up, and then you kind of bend them and then twirl them around a little bit and throw them at your brother or sister, see what happens. Mom and Dad getting all upset.
Severe burns.
Yeah, they have really high temperatures.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like soldering.
When did fireworks become a part of the 4th of July? It was because of the Ramparts, Red Glare,
and the
Francis Scott Key song, and all of that.
Did they have fireworks back then?
Well, no.
Well, they had bombs.
They had real fireworks. Yeah. Yeah, so here it is, the 4th of July, mm-hmm. and of course we're recording this in advance because we want the day off.
Oh,
so
is it in advance? Oh, yeah, we're here on the same day.
No, we're here on the time tunnel. Damn. You know, we took the time tunnel here. To the 4th of July.
That's right.
We took it into the future.
That's right.
And here we are in the future. So hope your 4th of July is off to a good start. And, just because it's the 4th of July, John, we have a sponsor here. We have a sponsor for the show.
Yes.
The John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. They've been around Madison for a long time.
They really have been.
Just great mattresses.
I mean, it's great talking about mattresses for two guys who have to get up super early in the morning.
Yeah.
And get as much sleep as they can prior to that.
Yeah. You know, I actually need a new mattress for my guest room in the new
house that I'm working.
You know,
are you still sleeping in the cot that they left?
No, I have a good mattress in my bedroom.
Oh, okay.
But I have a guest bedroom that I want to make it nice.
Yeah, for your kid to stop by and stay over.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, when he visits from Indiana, my son. So I'm hoping to get over to Verlo and check him out. Anyway. So here it is, the 4th. Ready for the long weekend, right?
I'm all set for it.
Yeah.
And I've got all the fireworks and missiles that I
missiles?
Collect.
Really?
Can't you buy missiles? I did.
Rocket launchers?
It's all about who you know. It's all about who you know,
that's
John.
True.
And if you can get online, that helps too. Just order them illegally from some other country.
That's right.
I don't know how they... Yeah, I guess you can just about get anything you want.
You should be here from some terrorist country. I can't remember which.
Hey, let's check out the National Day calendar. Shall here we? On this beautiful that National would be great. Day of 4th of July.
I can't wait for this moment in our show.
What else would be on the National Day calendar besides the 4th of July? What are the, which one of these is, sounds real to you?
Right.
Okay, is it Alice in Wonderland Day? Is it National Caesar Salad Day? Is it National Barbecued Spare Ribs Day?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or is it National Tap Dancing Day?
Oh, man, you just made it so obvious. It's not National Tap Dancing Day.
I just thought I'd
day.
Make it easy for you because it's the 4th
because
of
it's
July.
Because it's a holiday, you don't want to overtax us all.
Exactly. So why would it be Alice in Wonderland
yeah,
Day of
what
all
is
days?
That all about?
What's that got to do with the 4th of July? Well, let's find out,
all
okay?
Right. Yeah, let's find out.
Alice in Wonderland Day. Mm-hmm. It was one of the early Disney movies, right? Alice in Wonderland Day so, on July 4th, what?
Also a novel. But,
yes, it was.
Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Lewis Carroll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Commemorates it, this actually, July 4th commemorates the date that Lewis Carroll first told his beloved story to Alice Liddell, or Liddell.
Mm-hmm.
That was his niece.
Tried to scare her to death?
I don't know. Anyway, today's National Day is also a perfect opportunity to learn more about the English writer and how this famous children's book came about.
Hey, just ask Alice.
That's right. Charles Ludwig Dodgson, better known as Lewis Carroll, was born in Cheshire, England. He received his education at Oxford University.
Mm-hmm.
Though he excelled in mathematics, Dodgson had a crazy creative side. The creativity led him to become an author, illustrator, and poet. Because Dodgson loved how children viewed the world, he often told them made-up stories. John?
Oh.
One child in particular he enjoyed telling stories to was his friend Henry Little's daughter, Alice. I thought it was his niece. Okay. On July 4th, 1862, way back when, Dodgson told Alice and her two sisters a made-up story of a girl named Alice. The girl had fallen down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Much like today's politicians and, you know, pundits.
They go there often.
They go to the rabbit hole.
Yes, they go there.
There ought to be a bar named the rabbit hole.
Wouldn't that be something?
Why
yeah.
don't we start a... Can we get a
yeah,
liquor
we're going
license?
Down to the rabbit hole. Or down yeah. the rabbit hole.
Yeah. During her time in the rabbit hole, Alice met all kinds of peculiar creatures. Dodgson eventually wrote the story on paper and published it in 1865. The story contains a variety of characters such as the Mad Hatter, the Queen of Hearts, the King of Hearts, the Cheshire Cat, the White Rabbit, mm-hmm. which we're hearing right now by Jefferson's Airplane,
yeah.
Dodo, and the March Hare. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland is one of the best-selling children's books of all time. It's never been out of print. The book has been translated into 200 languages. Can you imagine? Through the Looking Glass and what Alice found there, those are the sequels. So Alice in Wonderland lives on till this day. The Disney cartoon classic came out in 1951. Okay?
Yes.
Is that enough to know about Alice?
No.
You wanna, Sam, did you know anything about Alice in Wonderland? Did you watch the cartoon
no,
as a kid?
No, I've never read the book or seen any of the movie versions,
oh, well.
Actually.
Well,
really?
Let's read the book to you right now. I just happened to bring a copy in for this 4th
of July. We got a lot of time to kill.
We got a lot of time to kill. It's 4th of July, so let's... Once upon a time... Oh, no. We're not going to do that.
No, go ahead.
I don't have it. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. All well, right. Geez, you had my expectations raised there. I do want to just kind of mention here, my wife is a writer.
Yeah.
And they have a takeoff on Alice in Wonderland. And I think it was originally called 50 Shades of Alice.
This is your have wife's
you,
version
have
of this?
Have you ever explained what kind of writer your wife is, John?
Well, she's a fiction writer, and she does spy novels.
Right. Any other kinds of novels?
And other kinds of novels.
And she has a writing partner, too, right?
Yes, yes. Joe Conrath.
Yeah, and they
Ann Voss Peterson and Joe Conrath, and they do...
I thought she had a pen name. Did you just out your wife to the whole world?
You care to name some of the titles of some of those special
would,
books that she made?
I'm saving that up for another episode.
It would be unpatriotic to do it on the 4th of July.
That's
we
right.
don't want to go there.
That's right.
Okay. Well, it's also National Caesar Salad Day. You like Caesar salad?
Oh, I just love that.
You give me that look like... You're going to kill me after the show is over.
No.
Okay.
No.
We're going to have a little talk?
I brought it up.
Okay.
I brought it up.
Your problem, so you deal with it.
And the
yeah.
And the writer name that they created for these novels.
Yes.
Is it kind of Frenchish name? Is Melinda Duchamp.
Melinda Duchamp.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be Duchamp? Duchamp?
Something if like it's that. French. You could say it any way you want.
Okay. Okay.
Let's from Wisconsin. You know, we can pronounce things the way we feel like.
We got to get Julian on it. How do you pronounce this name?
That's right.
Duchamp. Yeah. Duchamp. Duchamp. Can we get Julian to ask what is the name again?
Melinda?
Melinda.
Melinda Duchamp.
Melinda Duchamp. Duchamp.
Duchamp.
Duchamp.
Duchamp. Duchamp.
How do you pronounce Duchamp, the name Duchamp? All right, we'll work on that.
The only name that I can find him pronouncing is Julian.
His own name?
Yeah.
Well, that's a tough one for him. Okay. Let's get to National Caesar Salad Day. It commemorates a time-honored tradition of the classic Caesar salad dressing. Though the ingredients can make some people a bit squeamish, it's still one of the most popular salads around. What do you got there,
John? I actually do have this pulled up now. I was looking for it.
Yeah,
so on Amazon come up, or something.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's sold at Amazon. That's right. But they had to do away with the 50 shades of because they were challenged. By the people who did the 50 shades movies.
Of gray.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
they had to change name.
They didn't actually have to because these are parodies and they can get away with doing it. But they did it anyway just to play it safe. Now it's Kinky Secrets of Alice in Wonderland.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can find that on Amazon.
It's Fairy Tales for Adults. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. All right. Remember the Penthouse magazine with their letters and stuff?
Is
it like that?
Penthouse. Yeah.
Okay.
It's, and by the way, my son does the covers for the.
Oh, Lord. I don't want to know anymore. I'm sorry we even brought it up.
Oh, man.
Let's get back to National Caesar Salad Day.
Okay. Something let's get
a little safer. While most Caesar dressings include anchovies today, the original did not. Chef Cardini, who invented the Caesar salad, apparently, used Worcestershire sauce, which is derived from anchovies. Either way, the salad rouses the senses and elevates even the simplest meal. Okay, that's enough about Caesar salad.
No, that was such
you want more?
No, that was so warm and fuzzy that I just,
okay.
I feel like having one.
Okay, well, you can wait till lunchtime.
All right.
Okay, let's see. What else is on the National Day calendar for the 4th?
How about Kinky Secrets of Puss in Boots?
Is that one of the titles,
that's
really?
That's one of the titles.
Okay.
All right, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
It's also National Barbecued Ribs Day.
Now,
see, that makes sense.
That makes sense, right?
National Barbecued Spare
July.
Ribs Day.
Yeah.
Get the charcoals burning because 4th of July is National Barbecued Spare Ribs Day across the nation.
Yes.
This delicious food holiday is one of the most popular food celebrations because anytime a grill and a barbecue are involved, it's going to be great to gather family and friends. Thank you for that.
Jeez.
National Day calendar.
God.
I think they've turned everything over to AI at this point, just the way they think.
That's pretty
things.
Generic. Wow.
Well, okay.
Don't step out on that one.
Are you going to have a barbecue today?
Not today.
On
we
4th
had
of
one
July?
Yesterday. We did the bacon. Chicken thigh.
I'm sorry,
wrap.
I missed
that.
That was
fantastic.
I don't recall you inviting me over.
But so we're doing something probably tomorrow.
Okay. All right, good. Very good. Well, we are going to continue with this special celebratory 4th of July
edition
of
the Family Show.
The Family Show, the John and Gordy extravaganza for this 4th.
Yes.
Hope you're having a great day so
far.
Have
a beer.
We're coming right back with more with the history of the 4th of July.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee. Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
We're celebrating here.
Mad Radio 92.7 wow. WMDX. It's the John and Gordy 4th of July edition here.
Let's try. Let's not try to light too many fireworks all at once, because then we'll have the fire trucks down here and we'll create news again and we'll be on every television station explaining ourselves.
We don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, what if we end the show today with like a bigger than usual explosion?
Oh,
yeah.
No. Right. Really?
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
All right. Let's dial that up. Okay, well, now it's time to crack open the history books.
Oh, yes.
What would be happening on the 4th of July back in history? Can you imagine?
I could
couldn't
never
imagine
guess.
What's going
Let's
on.
Open the big book of history.
What Come happened on. That created the 4th of July?
I have no idea. But that's why
it's
we
a,
have Sam,
it's
our
big
historian.
Book of history
here.
Right there. A lot of stuff happening on the 4th.
Especially today, yeah.
So obviously they signed the Declaration of Independence
today. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I didn't even put it on here, actually.
Is that still in effect, by the way? Does that still hold true?
I like how
I know the Constitution's been shredded up by now. So.
Yeah, I like how people in Britain sometimes jokingly refer to us as the colonies.
Yeah,
still,
right? Mm-hmm. The colonies.
Yeah. Aside from that, we've got some adjacent to mm-hmm. nation's history stuff happening today.
Some of the side stories we don't really
exactly
talk about
today. In 1802, West Point opens
with
first 10 students.
All right.
10 students, okay.
Yeah. West Point. Now, didn't Trump go there?
No, I don't think so.
Didn't he?
He went to
military school.
Well, he went to a military academy.
Tried to get in, but
no,
was denied.
He was at a military school.
Oh, no, I know that, but I don't think it was West Point.
Okay, all right.
Maybe we could look that up. You keep talking.
Yeah, we have the amazing Google machine.
The Google machine. Okay.
Let's see. 1826.
Yeah. You guys, we have the amazing Google tubes. Maybe we can go down every once in a while if we want, or we can hang up antenna wire. There you go. Or we can hang up wires to receive radio station signals.
Oh, I don't
want to
get into this again.
Come on.
I still got to wire up Gordy's stereo.
No, you don't.
Yes, he does.
I already pointed out in Alexa.
Right.
Echo.
Yes, but you took this in a completely different... All I wanted was a timer on my oven. And suddenly I got an Alexa connected
because
to my
it has
stereo.
A timer.
I don't want an Alexa to time. I'm going to get one of those old kitchen wind up timers and be done with it. That's all I need.
Oh no. Oh my gosh.
You let go of
it. I mean, you could use your phone too. That's what I usually do.
I have occasionally used my phone. Yeah.
Why don't you? You know, I'd find a workaround if I were you guys. What the hell? You know, maybe go through all of these motions, and instead of just taking the easy way out and getting an Alexa, Alexa, set the timer for 15 minutes.
Now it's not hard.
Now everyone's Alexa is timed for 15 minutes. What's going to happen then?
Exactly. They're going to be mad at you and me and Sam for doing that. Okay. Alexa, stop.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
And we fixed that.
Let's get Alexa, play John and Gordy. There, that's something useful.
You could say Alexa, play Mad Radio.
There you go.
There
boom,
we go.
It goes
okay.
on.
Okay. All right.
It's simple.
Good. I know, but you've always been into the gadgets and gizmos, and then you jump on the bandwagon, and then the thing like beta, you know, VCRs. you go down the rabbit hole again, the very famous rabbit hole. And then when they discontinue that, and then you're stuck with this. It's a piece of junk. Right?
Yeah. So, are you saying Amazon will basically produce a whole bunch of pieces of junk?
The problem is you get hooked on these things, like your smartwatch.
Yeah.
When are you going to get that updated? There's going to be some other smartwatch that comes out that's going to be 10 times powerful as the one you're wearing right now.
You're right.
And you're going to have to buy it.
No,
Yeah, because you can't help yourself.
Well, no, I can help myself with the watch, but I might get a phone one of these days, you know, update
a
the
phone.
A new phone? Yeah.
You got the Fold phone.
What, I know, I do have the Fold.
You don't like it anymore?
I do love it.
It's got that crease in the middle, everything that you look at, though. Don't you find that annoying?
No, there's no crease in the middle.
Yeah, there is. Okay, what were we talking about before we interrupted ourselves?
Let's get back to the history books here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. Right.
We have some history.
Fourth of July stuff.
By the way, is our clock working?
Yes.
Oh, I don't see it.
It's on a different tab here.
Okay.
There you go.
All right,
got
thank
four
you.
4 minutes.
Okay.
Today in 1826, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, revolutionaries, friends, and rivals.
Sorry.
They died within hours of each other.
Yeah.
50 years to the day after the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
And I think they had some sort of, I mean, they were good friends early on, but they had some kind of rivalry toward the end. But then they kind of made up, like, right before they each
died.
Yeah,
they disagreed on politics. One was a Federalist, one was the
other
opposite
one was.
Of Federalist one. Yeah.
Right? But they wrote letters to each other back then. You know,
that's right.
These long letters, kind of apologizing to each other or making amends.
Yeah, well, that's right? Good.
Maybe that's something you can get into, you know, writing letters again.
Letters.
We certainly don't want to. We don't want
letter
text.
Writing is
a handwriting letter. You know,
we don't want to text. it's technology,
email.
John.
You know, you don't want to do email.
Email doesn't have the same feel to it, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't have that crinkly sound of paper.
Plus, you can send other stuff with a letter, like pictures or something. I mean, I guess you can do that with an email too, but it's
confetti. Yes.
What about Hallmark cards? Are you against Hallmark cards? They're still around. They're still in business. You go into Walgreens or any of the drugstores, you see a couple of aisles of cards.
I'm still into that. Yeah,
okay.
I understand that.
Yeah. That would be very impersonal. Just send email birthday card. They do that.
They do that, but you're right. You want to send a card. You want to send something through the mail.
Okay.
You want to support the postal service.
Right. Okay. Right? All right. Good. What else is in the history books? Anything else? Any side stories to the 4th of July?
A couple things, yeah. Okay. Today in 1884, France gives the Statue of Liberty to the United States.
They did?
Yes.
1884?
Yeah.
Yeah. They had to ship it over in crates, right?
With instructions
on how to put it together?
Right. Today is when they unveiled the statue over in France, in Paris. And then they had to disassemble it, ship it all the way over here, and put it back together.
Seems almost impossible, doesn't it?
That thing took forever from the time they created it to the time it got here to the time they assembled it, right?
Really?
I think there were a lot of delays.
Let's check the Google machine.
Yeah. Are you sure?
I think it took a long, long time.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Statue of Liberty? It's really quite something to see in person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you could climb. In the old days, you could climb all the way up the arm into the torch.
Yeah.
In the early days, but it became weakened.
They
thought it was going to fall off.
The X-Men went up there as well.
Yeah, it looks like it opened in the United States October 28th, 1886, so over 2 years.
That's not that long for the technology at that time.
Right, yeah. Well, that was a nice gift from France.
Yes.
Now that we're done with Liberty, we can send it back.
Yeah, we can send it back and just tip it off into the ocean.
Before we slide into dictatorship here. Just send it back. Okay. All right. Well,
there was a movie called Escape New York. Escape from New York, wasn't it?
Where the Statue of Liberty bombed or something?
Yeah.
Remember the Statue of Liberty out on Lake, was it Monona?
Yeah. Lake Monona.
Yeah, they still
Mendota.
Do that.
They still got postcards about that. Leon Varshorn.
Oh, like the first time it happened, you're talking.
They put it out on the ice. Yeah, it was something. It was really, because they did it in secret at night.
It was national news.
Like, tell
it
me.
It just appeared.
What did the first, what was it made of, the first
Styrofoam,
one?
Styrofoam, I think.
Was it?
Really? Yeah.
Styrofoam. Okay. Seemed a little more durable than that. All right.
You know, I don't know.
Our 4th of July John and Gordy extravaganza continues in just a moment. Happy 4th of July!
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden doing an interview with WURD Radio in Philadelphia. First question he was asked, of course, concerned last week's debate performance.
I had a bad debate, but 90 minutes on stage does not erase what I've done for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. I led our economy back from the brink. It's still improving, lower prescription drug costs.
20 Democratic governors met with Biden either in person or virtually at the White House on Wednesday. The president told them he is committed to running again, and they said they would support him. Tomorrow, President Biden will be interviewed by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. On this 4th of July, there is a boil water out order out for all the nation's capital because of a problem with a water treatment plant in Virginia. Hurricane warnings for the Cayman Islands and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula this morning following Hurricane Beryl's swipe of southern Jamaica. Britain is voting today. The polls are open. Conservatives have been in power for 14 years. They're far behind Labor. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are ramping up again for money to clean up PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
Governor Tony Evers is turning up the pressure on state lawmakers to release $125 million for PFAS pollution cleanup.
It could be released today if the Joint Finance Committee wanted to do that. For some reason, they seem that it, in their world, it is more important for them to make no one accountable for this.
Lawmakers are countering that the governor vetoed their plan to spend that money. I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin is getting $49 million to boost its biohealth industry. Wisconsin aims to create 30,000 biotech jobs and become a global leader in personalized medicine in the next decade. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 4th of July typically means a big weekend at the summer box office. This year should not disappoint. Opening this weekend is Disney Pixar's Despicable Me 4, which is expected to be the film that finally knocks off Inside Out 2 from the top spot. The most recent installment is pulling a not-quite-fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but the franchise has enough street cred with audiences to put the butts in the seats. Despicable Me 4 stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Another highly anticipated opening is Maxine, a film about a young, aspiring actress in 1980s Hollywood that gets drawn into the world of adult films, all while a serial killer haunts the LA streets. If you want to watch a moving picture from the comfort of your own home, Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is now available to stream on Netflix. The film is receiving a fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes and has some of the same old cast members, including Judge Reinhold and John Ashton, and has added a fresh face in Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy this morning. Scattered thunderstorms are possible by mid to late afternoon today. Our high 84 with wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, thunderstorms likely 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Colt. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba,
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian and syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm. And I'm joined by host of Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media, our favorite Friday friend, Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This portion of our program is brought to you by Worms. Yes, when looking for something to wriggle helplessly on the sidewalk after a heavy rainstorm, more homeowners select Worms than any other invertebrate. Remember, they're boneless.
The John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
To be a part of that neighborhood, you have to have a nice stock of Worms to fit in.
It's our new sponsor, Worms.
That's fantastic. Mad Radio, WMDX, the John and Gordy Extravaganza Show. And we are so happy to have Pete Schwabba in the studio. Nightlight, it's right here this morning, early.
Well, we listened to the replay.
The replay.
Yeah. We listened to it from, four to six or something?
Yeah. On our way in, we always check it out, and we heard of it, just a few, this and that. But, for everybody that doesn't know, give us a little background on, your stand-up comedy, and you've done directing and screenwriting, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to the beginning. Where were you born,
Phyllis,
Pete?
St. Joseph's Hospital, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
I grew up in Chicago, moved to Marinette when I was 12. I grew up a couple miles west of Wrigley Field on Irving Park Road, off Irving Park Road.
Yeah.
Moved to Marinette. It's a little bit of culture shock for a youth of 12, but made lifelong friends there and went back to Chicago and started doing stand-up when I was in college at DePaul University and, did stand-up and then went out to L.A. and got lucky and sold some stuff and did a little bit of acting, but primarily writing and thought I could retire. And I was wrong. So I do nails now and a little bit of radio on the side.
Okay. Well, being up there in Marinette, do you think you created a little bit of that humor that you have now from your experiences up there? Midwesterners are known for being fairly cynical.
I would say so, yeah. And it's funny you say that because I ask people that on Nightlight. Like when I have comics on, did the Midwest or Wisconsin shape your sense of humor? And I think it absolutely did. Like there's just a quirkiness here.
Yeah.
Like, and I notice it like when I'm in Chicago, it's just skeptic. It's like, you're full of BS. There's nothing funny about it. Here, it's like they just kind of look at you and like nod their head. And I don't know. It is different a little bit, but I think it absolutely shaped my my sense of humor for sure. Yeah.
So talk about being a stand-up all those years. I mean, it's hard to break in. Every stand-up tries to go to open mics and they think, I'll just get a few minutes together, give it a shot. But really, getting up on stage the very first time, it's got to be a frightening experience. And how did you get into it?
Makes you better, doesn't it?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, the first time I was on stage was at DePaul. It was kind of a friendly crowd.
Yeah.
And then I did a contest in Chicago and kind of still a friendly crowd. I had a bunch of people from my college come out and support me. And that was fun. And I thought, I can do this. And then I started hitting open mics and I was like,
A little tougher, than you imagine.
But I did get lucky in that I started kind of during the comedy boom. So there was a lot of work right away. And I started working. I mean, I thought I was okay, but I started working right away. There were so many TV shows. I got on a lot of those and I toured all over and really was able to do it full time within about 6 months, which is crazy.
What time span are you talking about with the comedy boom?
What years?
Well, I started in 1990.
Okay.
Or towards the end of 89. Yeah. And then. Probably I kind of stopped doing it full time in 96 or 97 when I moved to LA. I would still do it occasionally. I still do it now occasionally, but
really?
I just didn't want to do the road. When you live in Los Angeles and all your work is in the Midwest, it's like,
okay, honey, here you go. You stay in the apartment. I'm going to go on the road for 13 weeks. Mm. You know, it's just, so I just sort of did it locally and had a writing partner who I started working with named Greg Liana, who started the Meet the Parents franchise. Mm-hmm. And he and I got lucky and sold some stuff. And so I kind of went that route for a while. But that's a weird thing, too, because not everything you write sells, and you get cocky and then something doesn't happen and get a couple kids all of a sudden. And you know,
that's not great.
But it was good. I liked my time in L.A. and loved my time doing stand-up and digging it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that your one of your kids just graduated, right? At the university here?
My son Joe graduated from UW-Madison in 2023.
All right. Spring, so what is he getting into?
The same thing.
Stand up, really?
Yeah,
that's
Has
right.
Has he been right below us here at Comedy on Stage?
I think he's going to be very soon. He just moved to Madison for the summer from Milwaukee. He's doing comedy sports. He's doing stand up. He's got like 3 completed screenplays. He's like way ahead of where I was.
Good for him.
He's a lot smarter than me, too. Wow. You know how it is with your kids. It's like, you're just like, just go be a systems analyst or something I don't know anything about. You know, you don't have to do this. Sure. I had to do this. Yes. I was a solid C student. Yeah. You know, I had nothing going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I'm supportive for the most part. And, you know.
Now, you have a daughter, too, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. What's she up to? What's her story?
She's all about musical theater. Basically, I moved my kids as far away from the entertainment business as I could.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work. And both are finding their way into that. So, whatever. It's fun.
Well, I got this, you know, I'm kind of a relative to a comedian. Can we play this cut, that little interview that John and Gordy did?
Way back. This goes way back.
Cut 58.
What year is this, do you think?
90s? When we did our show together in 91 or 2.
Okay.
Oh,
like
I love
that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So let's check this out. This is, we called my cousin.
Jeff Cesario coming to the phone momentarily, ladies and gentlemen.
The big star.
Please stand by.
First cousin of mine and...
Hey, John.
So, Jeff, do you have any, like, childhood memories of John Peterson?
I was going to say, you know, it's been a long time since we talked, maybe since we were 5 or 6, maybe 8.
Yeah, let's see him.
And I've avoided calling you this long because I don't want to be one of your relatives who, you know, come up out of nowhere, riding your coattails, trying to get, you know, a little connection here and there, like in a Chicago radio. You know the big wigs now. You know, get me on the air. Get me on the air, Jeff. No, I'm not going to be one of those kind of relatives.
No, and you shouldn't.
Okay, good. thank you.
So, John, let's see. Probably the last time we talked, that would be a pretty close estimate. I'd say... probably 20 years.
Yeah.
It's a close-knit family, Gordy.
There you go.
I can see that,
That's all we have. A little segment.
Now, Jeff, are you really his cousin?
Yeah.
Love Jeff. He was at my show about 2 months ago, maybe.
Oh.
No kidding.
And a really good guy.
Did he mention John?
Where was your show?
On Nightlight in Green Bay.
He was on your show. Oh.
Yeah, and if I had known that, I would have brought that up.
That would have been fantastic because we have not talked.
Since that interview, probably.
No, from that interview. That was the last time we've talked. And, you know, we're not a close family. We have never, ever contacted each other. And I'm thinking, here we are in these, you know, twilight years.
I think
it'd be nice to at least touch base once.
Oh, Jeff was kind of totally into, like, sports comedy, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was a sports comedian.
Like? Yeah. And he's a huge Badger fan.
Okay.
He had some handle on Twitter or something that was like Badger Boy or something.
Well, his brother, Greg, was part of the band here at Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember too much about it. Again, we are not a close family.
It's not too late, John.
Keep up to date.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have a little reunion on Pete's show,
If you ever, that would be fantastic.
That would be hilarious. Yes. We have to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, he's from here, but he started in Minneapolis. There's a few guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
In Wisconsin, but they actually went to Minneapolis to start, as opposed to like Milwaukee or whatever, or even Chicago. But he's a very funny guy. Emmy-winning writer, wrote for the Dennis Miller Show, and very funny guy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's great. Very good guy.
Yeah, last time I saw him at Milwaukee, there was a comedy club right off Brady Street in Humboldt. I can't remember. I don't know if it's there anymore. But
Comedy Cafe.
Yeah.
It was a great room. That was one of my favorite rooms in the whole country to work. And they gave me like... 4 weeks a year, and I only lived in Chicago. Technically, I could have commuted, but I had so much fun there. I stayed at the Haunted Comedy Condo right across the street.
Okay,
Haunted?
It was supposedly haunted. And there are a lot of stories. And what would happen is the comedians would go complain to the owner. Hey, I got up in the middle of the night. All the drawers were stacked in the kitchen table. And they're just like nodding. Really? That's weird. And they've heard this a lot.
Yeah.
Like, but they never wanted to tell people because they were getting a good deal on rent. You know?
Right.
So they risk our lives.
That's great.
But that was a great club.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, the thing with Jeff, his dad was very outgoing and very funny.
Huh.
And he would poke the kids, and he would really, really have fun with them and joke with them. So I can see why he turned out the way he did. Very outgoing father.
Yeah.
Guido. Oh, that's interesting. Guido Cicero.
Nice. Yeah.
Really.
Talking with Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight on Civic Media Radio Network every evening. And what's the latest on Nightlight? What do you have coming up tonight?
Actor from Mad Men and Whose Line Is It Anyway? Joel Murray will be on tonight. Joel is from the famous Murray clan of show business, Bill and Brian.
The Bill Murray.
Yeah, and
Brian
Joel
Doyle,
is made a mark of his own. He's a very successful actor. He's directed, and he's just a great guy. So he'll be on tonight. And then Civic Media's own Stuart J. Waddles was on last week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We had all these topics we were going to get to, and we didn't get to two of them that are very popular in Wisconsin, Summerfest.
Yeah.
And fibs. So,
oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about that tonight, too.
Well, you know, the fib thing kind of died out because it used to be kind of fed by Milwaukee and Chicago radio announcers.
Oh, is that how it started?
That's where the battle began.
That's kind of where it started, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I always thought, like, now I'm a transplant, so when I'm in Chicago now, though, I'm a cheesehead. Everyone's like,
yes.
Oh, yeah, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And then when I'm here, I'm a fib. So I am a man without a home, and it's caused a lot of trauma. But I do think...
Obviously.
Yeah. I do think...
It's a sad situation. But
I found radio very late in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that should tell you something. But, they...
What?
Here, listen.
What do we got here?
Oh, I like that.
John prepared this special for you.
Yes. God darn it.
Nice.
Nice production work there.
Oh, thank you.
I like that.
We do what we can.
You know, we had to like the cheddar curtain. We always joked about the cheddar curtain down there and people crossing that thing and coming up here, polluting our lakes.
Speeding. Yeah.
Speeding.
Yeah. Although we're just as bad at that now.
But you know what? That's great, though. I like the speeding. I wanted to drive fast on our highways in this state. So thank goodness Chicago influenced a little bit. Yeah. Now we're driving fast.
You should come up to the Marinette area because people will go. They do it just the opposite. Like, the speed limit's 45. I'm pretty sure I could go 35 in the left lane and not get pulled over.
Oh, no.
It's awful.
Yeah. Seriously,
Oh, my gosh.
No kidding.
In a small town, you can have your head up your butt because people are nice and they don't beep and lay on the horn. Like, when you're in a city, you kind of have to be on your toes and live in society and be part of the give and take of humanity. In a small town, you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's Earl. He's fine. That's just how he drives.
Yeah.
He weaves a little bit.
Yeah.
He goes very slow.
We're all used to it. Yeah, it's no problem.
No, see, in northern Wisconsin, no one wants to get there early.
Right. Well, that's what I think. Are they just driving around? Like, they don't seem to have a...
There you go.
Are
no
you
destination.
Not going anywhere?
You nailed it. You got it.
Most of us have a place to be.
Oh, man. You know, I heard a guest that you had who did the movie Lake Michigan Monster.
Oh, yeah.
And it was funny because you asked him a question. Now, people have to see this movie. It is one of the most fantastic, surreal movies. It's like, you know, German noir.
right.
Whatever it is. And it's just fantastic. But you asked him, how did you get that feel for that film, right?
Yeah.
And how did you get that look? And he said, well, you know, it looked pretty chintzy. And then when we put this cover over it, this black and white old film cover, it looked good and artsy. And I just thought, wow, what a great admission.
Yeah, and you watch their stuff and you're like, I have no idea how they're doing this.
Yeah,
I'm not a techno film guy.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's unbelievable, and it's so unique and different and weird and fun.
Yeah,
I cannot wait to see what they do next. It's Mike Cheslick and Rylan Brixen-Tews. Really funny guys. Yeah.
The lead in that is one of the
Ryland. Yeah.
Ryland. Yeah. He's fantastic. Yes. He really is. And he's in Hundreds of Beavers. Is that
Hundreds of Beavers? He's great physical comedy.
Have you seen that?
I have.
Okay.
I haven't seen that yet. Is that where can you find Hundreds of Beavers?
You can stream that.
But you have to pay. You have to pay for that.
Are we still talking about movies?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Lake Michigan Monsters on Prime now, free.
Is that okay?
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And you can stream the Beavers film, too, Hundreds of Beavers. They're both great. I recommend. They're more fun with a group.
Yeah.
Some cocktails and have people over because it's so crazy and fun.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Really but the Lake Michigan Monster itself was just a fantastic concept.
Yeah.
The creature was just amazing.
And how they did it.
How they did it is amazing.
You think he's in this deep water swimming. You see this crazy creature, and he stands up, and he's in knee-high water. It's like, great.
Pete, stay with us here.
Yeah.
And the John and Gordy Experience, the family show, will continue in just a moment with Pete Schwab, a host of Nightlife, right here on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
WMDX.
John Gordy Family Show. Starring Pete Schwabe right now, host of Nightlight.
Yes, Nightlight.
Not Nightlife, as I may have mistakenly said. Nightlight.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, what's the deal with Conrad anyway? Where'd you find this guy?
Your sidekick. He was pretty banged up when I found him at a shelter.
I always wonder about the second banana on these shows. Well, I have a complex about that.
He's had a problem getting Pete to watch some of the science fiction movies. Star Wars, right?
I've seen those, but it's good. He likes different stuff that I like.
Superhero movies.
He's very funny.
The Marvel movies. Necessarily into those.
I watched them.
Did?
Okay. I have seen most of them, but I can't remember which one is which. It's like, honest to God, I can't remember. Right. It's like the Star Wars movies. My son will talk about them, and he'll say something about the Clone Wars, and I'm like, was that the third one? He says, Dad, that's the TV show. Come on. They kind of get mad about it.
Yeah. John's a big Marvel fan.
I am in Star Wars, and I like the prequels, and my sons hate them. My sons are Gen Zers in their 20s, and they're looking at color grading.
Right. They live in John's basement.
Watching things differently than you did. Yeah.
They see these things in a different way than I do. And I'm saying, I used to watch Stop Action Monsters, and I waited for the last 5 minutes in horror movies to see the monster. So I have a different way of looking at these movies, and they don't. And they expect quality all the way through.
Yeah.
And
you know what's interesting? We watched Alien and Aliens just 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
My whole family watched the first one. Mm. And I'm kind of with the Gen Zers on this one. It takes forever for something to happen. And then in Aliens...
I tried to watch it a couple of months ago, and I was like, when is this thing going to kick in?
And even in the second one, nothing happens for like an hour.
There you
go. It's all set up, and it's all... And I'm like, oh, God. And then the payoff is okay, but it's like...
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think they've gotten better that way. You know, now when you sell a script, it's like if it's a mystery, they want to see somebody die by page five. Mm. At least set the tone.
You start with somebody dying.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
And they show you the monsters right away. And one of the great movies, I think, is Predator. You know, it's all the way through.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wanted to talk about movie theaters, right?
Yeah, movie theaters. You were talking about the oldest movie theaters in the country.
Yeah, right?
Or in the world. Were you in the world? The world, yes.
It's the old. I don't know if it was. It wasn't like the first one ever made, but Terry Bell found this theater in Washington County, Iowa, I think, that's been operating since 1897.
Wow.
And is still operating. Yeah. Like,
longest running,
or oldest running, however you want to say it. Yeah, they still show movies, first run movies. Wow. It's this little cool old theater. There were pictures of it, and it was beautiful. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I love a good old
theater. They still get first run movies?
I think so.
Wow, that's amazing,
correctly. I mean, it's Iowa, so it's probably 3 years behind. They're just getting like iRobot right now. So to them, it's a first run. But
it's pretty good, I guess. Yeah, not bad. Yeah, did you hear us? We were talking to Brittany Merlot, our weather person.
Oh, I love Brittany. Yeah.
We were talking about the zombie cicadas. And that is, really seriously, you can this come up thing. With a script for that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. Isn't that a great idea?
Freak me.
Yes,
yeah.
They got a fungus and they're becoming female.
Some of their parts are falling
transgender.
Off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 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 It's an amazing thing. So you might want to look into it. I see screenplay. I see big hit movie.
I see a big one of the cicadas just being an anomaly and becoming 18 feet tall and killing people and snapping their necks.
There you go. Yeah.
You still write and come up with different pitch ideas and work with some people in the business
from
time to time?
Yeah, I'm working on a half-hour show right now with a producer who's great, but very busy, and he's hard to get on the phone. But we've been working on this script for a couple of years, and we'll see what happens with that. I'm trying to get an independent film going.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it's a hustle, and it's just like doing Nightlight has been really fun because I can talk about movies, I can talk about comedy. Music. We had a great musician in here last night named Katie Scullin.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. She's excellent.
She's so good. And, if I don't have to direct the film, that's fine. I still wrote it and somebody else can do it. If I can keep doing my show, that would be fun. But
Katie brought up a really good point. You asked her a question about production value in her music.
Yeah.
And she really nailed it. A lot of these musicians, they discover all these ways to layer the music and they layer too much.
Yeah.
And it becomes overproduced, and that's been one of my biggest complaints about Wisconsin musicians is overdoing the production value.
Okay.
Yeah. And in fact, Gordy was in a band, and
I've been in a few bands along
we've
the
got
way.
We've got our theme song.
Yeah, you don't have to play it.
No, we should play our theme song.
Yeah,
I'm ready. Come on.
It's not overproduced. It's wonderfully done. Let's play that.
All right.
Here we go.
We use this every morning to start the show.
Right.
At least once or twice. Now, this was recorded, I think, about 1980, so...
Really?
That far back? What was this originally for?
This was actually for... I produced this before our cable show, so... Well, let's see. Yeah, it was about 1980 that I did it. I can't remember exactly why I did that particular instrumental. Yeah.
And it lives on here.
It lives
That's
on.
That's so cool.
I do play. Yeah, wow. Play guitar. Nice. Play occasionally. Get up and I do some blues jams around the area every once in a while. Oh, go play at a little tiny wine bar up in Baraboo, Konamichi Wine Bar. Once in a while, do a solo thing there.
I love your whole story. How you guys had this past.
It's
doing this again. It's so great.
Yeah.
I know the cable access show put us over the top.
That was fun
the
stuff.
The movies. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, I used to review movies for my radio show, then for television at Fox 47, and it just got better and better. But the whole thing was I had a deal with the Marcus Theaters to go in and watch the movies for free.
Oh, that's nice.
The other time, the artsy movies drove me crazy because I had to go to the movie theaters like, the Orpheum or the Strand, and they were the worst theaters ever. the worst seats you could ever imagine.
Bad sound.
Bad sound. And artsy movies that you just want to rip your hair out watching.
watching.
I had a movie at the Orpheum in the film festival in 2005 called The Godfather of Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
And we packed the place. It was like 14. It might be maybe the most attended film still to this day, but yeah. The sound was so bad.
Yes. Yeah.
It was like watching a silent film in that you had to just, okay, well, that line was like late.
Oh, no.
As a director, yeah. I was just beside myself.
Turn your hair
and
out.
That's what it was like at these two theaters. Had to review the movies, had to see them. You know, I wanted to give them good reviews, but it's hard to sit through.
Yeah. I think it was good.
Yeah, I think it was.
Hey, guys, we are all out of time. Pete Schwabe.
What?
From Nightlight.
Can you believe it?
Thanks for joining us. Hey, come back again sometime, all right?
Anytime. All right. This is fun. Thank you.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, hope you're having a great 4th of July weekend. A couple of special shows and then back live on the road to Trigvi Olson. What makes Wisconsin great? We'll see you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.